98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich. 39 degrees at 703-617-779-0985. Obviously, the NHL is in the middle of a lockout. There were intense negotiations that went deep into Saturday evening. They're supposed to turn around and do it again tomorrow. And they have officially canceled the Winter Classic. Now, after that was canceled, we heard from players saying they were concerned about the future of the season and if the league was willing to cancel its marquee event. I mean, really, where was it willing to stop? And then I can't even remember who it was, but I read an interesting article, and it was saying that, you know, like a soft open, when you have a soft open for a restaurant, and
you don't tell anybody, but you open it anyway, there's no publicity about it.
And then maybe 2 weeks later, you have your big event.
It's kind of to get people, the people who work, the staff, or, you know, up to speed by the time the actual big opening happens.
Right. So if I'm Mike Ilitch, and I own the Red Wings, and I own where all the games except for the actual Winter Classic game are going to be taking place, do I really, my one shot at the Winter Classic, do I want it to be the hey a-holes, way to cancel a bunch of games party? Do you want it to be like the sponsors saying, wow, finally something? Do you want it to be an event that's halfway through a hockey season, what makes people celebrate and go ooh and ah? Or do you want it to be a place where fans take out their frustration?
I don't think it matters. It didn't with the NBA.
Well, the NBA didn't start with their biggest event.
Well, it started with a big day, which is Christmas Day. And it when they started on Christmas Day, all you heard was, thank God the NBA
But
came
I
back.
See Fred's point. This is a little basketball. Bit different. Yeah, Christmas, triple header, big deal. But this is this the is NBA the doesn't have anything like this.
No, this is the NHL Super Bowl. Now, you know, take it and split it up about a million times. But this is the NHL's equivalent of the Super Bowl. It's the one thing, the one event that people watch with the NHL. And the NHL, and especially Ilitch, said, I don't want you having this event when we've had all this negative publicity as a league, rush this thing and have it come off as a bunch of jerks having a party.
See, I think sometimes it's just as it's the simplest way is the right way. And what happened here was that there was a deadline, and if they had it to cancel, if things weren't worked out by, I believe it was, what, last Tuesday? Yeah. Then they would have to pay $3 million to the University of Michigan instead of just, what, $100,000 or $10,000? I think it's that simple.
You see Sean Thornton's quote, there's any money to the league.
You see Sean Thornton's quote over the weekend. I think Commissioner Bettman has $250,000. He makes $8 million a year. I think he has $250,000 kicking around. He could probably foot the bill for this thing.
Yeah, I don't think the money had any factor whatsoever in their decision. Yeah. They just said,
it makes more sense than it being a thing of bad will.
You don't think it makes sense, but to me it makes perfect sense that Mike Ilitch especially says, if you're going to have this event in my town, I want it to be a celebration. I don't want to play a week of hockey and then go, hey everybody, it's the Winter Classic, and then all the dialogue and all the conversation around that game will be how greedy the owners and players are and how hockey can't get out of its own way. That's the way they see it. It's not about $2 million to a league that generates billions.
See, I think it's more of, once if that was the first game of the season, it would be thank God hockey's back.
I agree with Rich. I think that's right. I understand your point, Fred, but if it was the first game of the season, it's outdoors, it's a big deal, I think that would be well. That
well,
would
you
be
know
welcome.
They have no intention of that being the first game of the season.
It's
that
in
all
theory,
their, that
yeah.
all their plans and all the retro play they want to give the players require them starting before the first. It would be a major, major, major stumbling block for them not to start by the first, because these players want to get paid for the season. And however the NHL players in the league work that out has to happen. But the idea that the Winter Classic was going to be the, oh, hey, look, we're giving you hockey again, is never how it was supposed to happen. Never.
Well, even if there, well, I think it would even help if there was a week or two of hockey before the Winter Classic, because then all of the ill feelings would be gone within 2 weeks. And by the time the Winter Classic comes by...
But for the most part, the Winter Classic would be the first time that the nation would tune in. I mean,
right.
Yeah, the diehards would be watching, but that's the idea for the Winter Classic in the first place, to get the guys who you know, guys and girls who don't really care about hockey to watch the game.
Pro Shoe, I want you to do the 24/7. That's part of marketing my team. So here's the deal. It's in 2014, you have it in Detroit. We'll have played hockey. I'll get everything that comes with having this game, all the marketing, all the dollars that come with having this game, and it will be done right.
Well, in the end, what has more of a negative effect, PR-wise? Having the Winter Classic or not having it?
Having a half-assed Winter Classic is worse. Worse for them. It's best to keep off people's radars. Tim, go ahead.
Hi. So I have a question on the long-term effects on the league as far as these average teams are going to be able to compete with the higher-end teams that have been doing great. I would just want to know what you guys thought about that.
This is what it's all about, is these lower teams say that they can't conduct business and make profits, and that they're going to need help from the haves, or they're going to need salaries restructured in a way that they won't have to overspend. They can't discipline themselves. So the idea of these smaller market teams selling their teams or the league moving the teams apparently doesn't raise anyone. But whatever. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? They're not having the Winter Classic. I happen to think it's better not to have it.
Isn't it possible to revive this thing if they somehow figure something out in the next week?
Sure, probably.
I mean, wouldn't that be a good bargaining chip for some side?
But then why have it? It will remind you of all the bad stuff that goes on with this lockout.
Well,
that was just sarcastic.
Yeah, I think if they fix this thing in the next week, and you know what? It's not going to happen. This is me hoping. If they fix this thing in the next week and they figure it out, maybe you bring the Winter Classic back and all is forgiven.
I don't know what the economic realities of that is.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I mean, you would think there's some part of this that tells me the owners are full of crap and they could pick this thing up and get it done if they fix this thing in short order.
All I know is that Illich didn't. All I know is all the reports I read is that Illich said, I don't want to do it in my town this year.
Yeah.
That you do it next year.
I read that too over the weekend.
And it makes sense, at least from, and he's one of the most powerful owners, and it makes sense, his reasoning makes sense. And if he's one of the most powerful owners, it makes sense that the league's going along with it.
Yeah.
So that all makes sense to me. If you want to have the Winter Classic after all this crap, have it in someone else's park. I don't want it. I want it when it's a full celebration and I get everything. I get the 24/7. I get all the media coverage. I get everything. I get the sponsor dollars. I don't want some half-ass put-together Winter Classic. If you want to go have that in Canada, go ahead. We're not having it in Detroit. And I think Illich has enough power in that league to say, I'm not having it, and them not have it. That's all. I mean, you wait your whole lifetime to get this big event like this in hockey, and then you the year you get it, it's all scatterbrained.
So it says NHL has to start before the Winter Classic. I need 24/7, otherwise how can I watch Patrice Bergeron watch Modern Family? Yeah, that Patrice Bergeron 36 hours with him was pretty awful.
Yeah, that's not 24/7.
No, it's 24/7 is always good. Well, almost always good.
Yeah, the idea is good. They play the nice music. They're super slow-mos.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the...
This past season's was a little disappointing, but they've had... It's still better than almost anything else on TV.
The last season, they had the goaltender from New York.
But Brzgalov, but he wasn't even that crazy. He had that one little rant about
just
the universe.
A space shot.
It's, and it was like, all right.
No, the funny thing was he would say, like, I'm into science, da-da-da-da-da, and people would go, get a load of this numbskull. Like, he would say perfectly rational things like that an interesting person would say, like,
yeah.
I'm interested in, the space. And people would go, what? Yeah, what?
The Sean Avery stuff I wish would have been a little more in depth,
like, not enough into his douchiness.
Yeah, they had one photo shoot of him, and that was like it. That's all you heard from him.
Well, that's you can go. See, you should go to them and write a letter and say, "I want more fashion shoots.
Give me more fashion shoots.
I want to see more male models." Look, you got the locker footage where I see they're all beefcakes. Let's dress them up in some nice outfits. We'll have them walk the catwalk.
Now you sound like Gruden.
Yeah. This dude 24/7 on Foles just being miserable. Foles, you know what your 24/7 would be? Just be you laying in a cage. Foles.
Stop dodging this baloney I'm throwing at you.
Foles, this 24/7 is whatever I want to do for the next 24 hours a day, 7 days. If I forget you're here, you're not even here. Foles. It's a tough life. All right, Bert Breer is going to join us. He was out and about with the NFL Network over the weekend. He talked to, I think he interviewed Andrew Luck. He was at the Colts game.
Boy, they sent him back to Indianapolis. That's almost cruel.
I know. It's a little slice of hell.
You're going to Indianapolis, kid. Get used to it.
He was there. He has to go to the combine. He has to go to all the crap. He was there for the Super Bowl for like 3 weeks.
He was there for the whole Peyton Manning thing. Remember, he was there for how long? It was like a month?
Yeah, no.
He was embedded in Indianapolis.
He went to the same hotel in 2 days. It's basically too long in that city, and he was there for like a month straight.
You know, he got stuck in London, but at least there's, you know, you can go around, see some things.
Culture.
Save yourself some time.
You have the Guitar Museum, the Ursay Guitar Museum across the street from the big media hotel, I guess.
There's just St. Elmo's, the steakhouse. And after that, you've had the shrimp.
That's it.
That's the only appetizer on the menu. You've had it. You've knocked it out of. That's all you got to do. Big deal. All right. Well, we'll see what Bert Breer's doing. Hopefully he's still around. Hasn't lost his mind. At least you know he'll be up. Didn't spend the late night out last night. Once you go to the Hooters.
They got a Fridays there.
They do?
Yeah, you got the hotel, you
have to pay. I went to the Fridays like 10 times.
Yeah, like $20 for like a drink.
I never got a drink at the Fridays. If I was going to do drinking, I said no Fridays. All right, we will be back with Bert Breer.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, Sports Hub, weekdays, 2 to 6, Felger and Mads.
You can't just run your mouth and then go out there and try and dap your way out of it. It's a uniquely NBA thing, and I find it so lame. What a childish league we're talking about. It's part of the reason I like hockey. You can't do what Ray Allen did and then just waltz into a game and dap your way out of it. You're going to have to account for it. It sort of settled on the ice, and sort of settled in that one-on-one fashion.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nobody has more tickets to New England football than Higgs Tickets. Enter the promo code New England at HiggsTickets.com and receive 10% off instantly. That's HIGSTickets.com.
Share an enchanted night out at the Empire State Building Observatory, where dazzling lights and gorgeous city views fill the air with love. It's the most romantic way to feel the nighttime magic of New York. Open daily until 2 a.m. Buy your tickets now at ESBNYC.com.
Hey guys, this is DA. Join me as we broadcast live for the Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill in Woburn, right off 95 this Monday night from 6 till 11. It's Monday Night Football, the Scoreboard, plus enter to win a Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill $50 gift card. No purchase necessary for the Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill. And 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've grown up with Blue Cross in my family for more generations than I can count. My grandparents were one of the first members of Blue Cross back in the late 30s.
I didn't know there were other insurance companies.
Yeah, really.
Jim and Susan Keenan of Taunton are members of Blue Cross Blue Shield.
And each generation has coverage with Blue Cross, and that's a sense of security for us. And it's always been a part of our lives.
We have four generations in our family right now, our parents, us, our kids, and our grandkids. With the span of ages in our family, it's good to know that Blue Cross can cover us all. We've been able to just do what needs to be done to take care of our kids and ourselves without any question.
Being members of Blue Cross Blue Shield, having that level of comfort, it's woven into our lives and passed down from generation to generation.
For 75 years, Blue Cross Blue Shield has been providing health insurance, giving you peace of mind when you need it most.
We're quite happy having those cards in our wallets.
I'm one of the lenders here at East West Mortgage. In the past few weeks, we've taken hundreds of phone calls about our government-backed FHA program with rates in the threes and no closing costs. If you didn't call because you don't have an FHA mortgage, don't worry, because at East West Mortgage, you can still get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage in the threes. There's no question that this is absolutely the best time ever to refinance your present mortgage. If you're paying more than 4.5% on your current mortgage, you will save hundreds of dollars each year. Now you still have time to take advantage of rates in the threes and no closing costs. All it takes is a quick call to 1-800 East West today.
Call 1-800 East West.
Call or see website for details. Subject to credit approval and program conditions. Annual percentage rate is 3.75% effective 10/26/12. Rate subject to change. Savings based on current loan amount, rate, and rate offered. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 2750. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department.
Former Boston Mayor Ray Flynn, a Democrat, on why he's voting for Scott Brown.
Well, Scott Brown is a person that I have great admiration for. I've found him to be a regular guy, honest, hardworking, and To be honest with you, I'm a Democrat, but I'm tired of all the polarization, the pettiness, and the bickering. Nothing gets done. Scott is that person that I feel has done a good job for the people of Massachusetts, being that a sincere, independent, honest, hardworking voice.
We're talking to Democrat Ray Flynn, the former mayor of Boston, on why he's voting for Scott Brown.
So I look for somebody who can get things done. You only get things done by working across the aisle. Scott Brown is a person that you can work with. I mean, I've been involved in politics for almost 50 years. That's the name of the game, electing people you can trust. I think that person really is Scott Brown.
I'm Scott Brown, running for the United States Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Scott Brown for U.S. Senate.
You know it's coming. Town Fair Tire has the Michelin X Ice 2 Snow Tire to give you sure starts, short stops, and excellent traction in all winter conditions. At Town Fair Tire, you always get free mounting, free flat repair, free tire rotation, free snow tire changeover, free front wheel alignment with any tire purchase, and the guaranteed lowest price. Drive with confidence this winter with a guaranteed lowest price on Michelin X Ice 2 snow tires. Because nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Boston Logan is always working to improve your travel experience. Airport parking is expected to be in high demand this season, so they encourage you to consider Logan Express with new reduced parking rates. Go to flylogan.com or for public transportation options, visit mbta.com. Your nonstop service to Boston Logan. Let Dunkin' Donuts make you a chicken salad sandwich today. Delicious chicken, celery, and the perfect blend of herbs and spices on a flaky croissant make this sandwich a can't miss. Also, try one of their tasty tuna salad sandwiches on an oven-toasted bagel. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. ABX 2012, home to the largest marketplace for New England's design and construction industry, is coming to Boston November 14th through the 16th at the Boston Convention and Exposition Center. Visit abexpo.com to register today.
Now, here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headline.
Week 9 of the NFL season continued yesterday without the Patriots, who are on their bye week. Miami had a chance to tie them atop the AFC East, but they lost to Indianapolis 23-20 to fall to 4-4. Patriots' next game is at home against Buffalo on Sunday. The Bills lost to Houston 21-9, but they are now 3-5. As for Atlanta, they remained unbeaten last night with a 19-13 win over Dallas. And as for Peyton Manning, he keeps rolling along.
Four-man rush. Peyton looks, throws, pass. Wide open. Decker to 10. Decker to 5. Decker is going to be into the end zone with a Denver touchdown. Eric Decker's sixth receiving touchdown of the season. And the Broncos with an 80-yard touchdown drive.
Thanks to the Broncos radio network, Manning threw for 291 more yards and three touchdowns in a 31-23 win in Cincinnati. The Broncos now 5-3. Suspended New Orleans head coach Sean Payton, according to ESPN, had his contract extension voided by the league within the last year, and that would make him available for anyone to sign during the next offseason. And the NHL and the union will reportedly meet tomorrow as the lockout continues. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill. Head there this weekend to see local cover bands, exit 35 off 95 in Woburn. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 20 minutes.
Dasher and Rich.
.985 The Sports Hub. We are Dasher and Rich. It is 43 degrees. At 721 617-779-0985, our friend Bert Breer joins us on the AT&T Expert Hotline. Bert Breer from the NFL Network. Bert, are you in Indianapolis?
I am. I'm back in Indianapolis. I am booked on an 11 a.m. flight to go back home to Boston, but you know how it is. I never say never when it comes to here. Until I'm on that plane and the wheels are up, I have no idea how long I'm going to be here.
They know you love the city. And
the Chamber of Commerce just looked to me for ringing endorsements of this place.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, you got to go to the Hooters. That's all I got to say is they have a Hooters. All right, so yesterday you witnessed a little bit of history in Andrew Luck.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty incredible how far along the kid is, and watching him in person. And you know, I talked to a couple of Dolphins guys during the week to, you know, doing my prep work and everything else. And the one thing that kind of stuck out to me is we've all compared him to Peyton Manning, you know, and that's the easy comparison. Obviously, he's got, you know, the whole family aspect of it, having a dad who played in the NFL and, you know, then being the big name throughout college and, you know, all the expectations and then coming to the same place Peyton played 14 years and all of that. But, you know, what the Dolphins players said to me was what they were most concerned about is that there's this Ben Roethlisberger element to Luck's game. And I think you saw that yesterday, too. And so, I almost walked away from yesterday saying I've never seen a quarterback prospect like that before, where he's got all the elements of being this drop-back passer, you know, and, you know, in the line of, you know, Carson Palmer when he came out or, you know, Sam Bradford when he came out. He's got all of that. And then on top of it, you know, he can run around like Roethlisberger and extend plays and make plays on the run. And so, it's just, I mean, at this point, it looks like the tip of the iceberg. I mean, that was a bad football team last year. And right now, he's got them at 5-3 with a very average defense, with an average offensive line, with average skill players around him. I think he's hands down the rookie of the year. And I'll tell you this, I'd be surprised if in the middle of next year, we're not saying he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the league.
Can you recall seeing a young quarterback with these kinds of skills?
No, and, you know, I think that it's less mesmerizing than Griffin. You know, we watch Griffin and we say, wow, you know, it just pops out. The Skins are doing a lot to make Robert Griffin comfortable there. They put in elements of the Baylor offense. They're doing some things that Oregon does, that Urban Meyer does. So they're doing things to kind of try and make Griffin more comfortable. Yeah, I think what sets Luck apart is that he can already do all the things you ask of him. And I give you a story Chuck Pagano gave me over the summer where they're in their first rookie minicamp. And I think this is Andrew Luck's first day as a professional football player. And he gets to the line of scrimmage, and he calls out a protection, and then he checks at the line because he sees how the defense is lining up. And the coaches had to blow the whistle because the other 10 guys on offense had no idea what he was talking about. He's that far advanced from everybody else. So
show off is what he is.
Yeah, I get that too. But it's going to be interesting to watch how much better he can be when the talent around him gets better. Because I think you guys see like everybody else does. I mean, you know, he's got Reggie Wayne and then a bunch of cast-offs and rookies around him. You know, and so if the Colts and I think how great he becomes is really going to depend on, you know, how good the players around him, how good a job the Colts do over the next few years of putting the right people around him. They obviously did a great job of that with Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning always had great weapons around him. It's now on the Colts to try and surround this quarterback with the same type of environment.
Bert, I watched the Atlanta-Dallas game last night, and Atlanta wins again. They're 8-0, but I said earlier in the show, I'm still not sold by any means on the Falcons. They've blown one team out. They got lucky a couple of times, especially against Carolina, thanks to that Cam Newton fumble. They don't run the football. They don't stop the run particularly well. The defense is mediocre. I'm amazed they're 8-0, and I still think they're at least two or three teams better than them.
Right, and, you know, the first thing I start with there, John, is there is something to be said for a team that can scratch out wins, you know, and when you don't have your A game, and every NFL team is going to have Sundays like that. Yeah, I think the Patriots had that, you know, and I think we got to give them a lot of credit for what happened 2 weeks ago against the Jets. That wasn't a great Jets team that came into Foxborough, and the Patriots didn't have their A game, and they found a way to scratch out a win. And you've seen the Falcons do that a bunch this year. Yeah, I think what's really hanging over the Falcons right now from a public perception standpoint is the fact that 2 years ago they went 14-2, and they got blown out of the divisional round of the playoffs by the Packers. So everybody has that in the back of their head where no matter how good they are in the regular season, you're constantly going to be thinking, okay, this group still hasn't won a playoff game. And the last time we saw them do this, they just laid an egg in January. And so I think what you can take from the Falcons now, they're a team that's going to continue. I think it's going to continue to improve because they've got coordinators on both sides of the ball, and they're kind of reforming their identity. That they're able to win while they're doing that is fantastic, you know. And it's also, part of product of circumstance. I mean, that division right now with the Saints down, with the Tampa having a new coach, with Carolina not being anywhere near as good as some people thought they'd be. Part of it's circumstance. They're not in a very good division, and they haven't played, that tough a schedule. But you can only play the ones that they give you. They found a way to scratch out wins even when they haven't had their best game. And you would think that as they kind of reform their identity around Mike Nolan on defense and Dirk Cutter on offense, and as Matt Ryan continues to hit that next step, you'd have to think that they're going to keep getting better as the year goes on. I just don't know. I'm with you on this. I just don't know that their ceiling is as high as some of the other teams in the NFC, like Green Bay or San Francisco or the Giants.
Talking to Bert Breer from the NFL Network as he is sequestered in Indianapolis. Pittsburgh. This was a team that people said, just wait until they buy into Haley's system, they learn the offense, and here they are. They go into a tough place in New York or New Jersey and take care of the Giants. Is this a team that is going to improve greatly as the second half goes on?
Well, I think the most encouraging thing, and I think Haley and Roethlisberger and that offense will be fine. I mean, they've got weapons everywhere, and as long as they can continue to scotch tape that offensive line together, they're going to be okay. I think really what the most encouraging thing for them yesterday was the defense. And they held the Giants to, 200 yards of total offense?
Yeah.
Slammed the brakes on Eli Manning. And, you look at the way that program has worked really over the last 20 years, and they've been able to filter in new guys. And, as guys get older, they replace all those outside linebackers they've had. You go Greg Lloyd and Kevin Green to Joey Porter, and then they lose Joey Porter, and then it's James Harrison, and then they lose James Harrison, and it's Lamar Woodley. The early parts of this year have been one of those transitional times for them because they've had so many injuries on the defensive side of the ball, and they've had to rush some of their younger players in. And I think what you're seeing now is that just, again, the strength of that program, that they work younger guys in, and does it look rough at times? Yeah, it does. And do they look old in some other spots? Sure. You're seeing them go through that transition again, and I think you're, again, seeing the strength of that program. And, I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting because the Ravens and Steelers play twice in the last 5 weeks of the season, and I don't think we have a real idea of what either of those teams are going to be in December. You'd have to think at least one of them is going to be a big-time factor in the AFC playoffs, but those two teams that have been, pretty consistent over the last half decade, getting to the playoffs, winning when they get there, are still kind of evolving as teams. It'll be the way the schedule sets up makes it very, very interesting for those two going into December.
Bert, you covered the Dallas Cowboys for a few years before you got that big-time job you have now. A lot of stuff going on around Dallas. Now that Sean Payton's contract has apparently been voided and he is a free agent of sorts next season, and I'm watching what's happening with Jason Garrett, that's one story. And the other story is Jerry Jones, after saying Jerry Jones, the owner, would have fired Jerry Jones, the GM. He's coming under some fire, and then there's a story. NBC5 in Dallas is reporting this morning that the Cowboys locked him out of the locker room after the game. And he was so angry. He's pounding on the door, unable to get in, and he was furious about this. It just seems that Jerry Jones has kind of lost control of his team a little bit here.
There's got to be video of that somewhere, right?
Yeah, apparently there is. Yes.
At what point is it no fun anymore? You just got to, I'm a jackass. Everyone thinks I'm a jackass.
Well, the best story I can give you about the way Jerry runs the team is I remember when I was covering him back in 08, and Parcells had just taken the job in Miami, and so they were going to start to raid the Cowboys personnel department and the coaching staff. And so, Jeff Ireland was about to go and leave. He was the head of personnel for the Cowboys. He was kind of the one who was responsible for putting together that team, 07, 08, that had all the talent on it. And we had Jerry on a conference call, us in the media there. And so they basically, one person asked, because the rules, they said, well, did you consider just relinquishing the general manager title and handing it over to Jeff Ireland just so you could keep him? Because he was basically the de facto GM. He's running the personnel department. And there was about a 10-second pause on the phone, and then just no. And if you ever talked to Jerry Jones before, you never hear answers like that. It's the calls for him to hire a GM have been there forever. And it's just the way that he runs the franchise. I don't think it's ever going to change. It's kind of the Al Davis model for running the franchise. And a lot of people in Dallas have been afraid of, what could happen in Jerry Jones' older years and as he ages if what happened with Al Davis as he got older could end up happening in Dallas. That said, I don't think that he's going to stand for what's going on. And if the Cowboys wind up 5-11 or 6-10, you're going to continue to hear Sean Payton's name come up. And I can tell you this, that Payton and Jerry Jones remain very, very close. And Sean Payton's kids live in Dallas.
Would he take a job where he wasn't GM, where he wasn't given that title?
Well, I mean, you know, Payton remains close with Bill Parcells. And Parcells is the one person who was able to convince Jerry to give him more control and to give him, you know, maybe not final say, but he was the one who was able to kind of get more of a say from Jerry Jones than anyone else ever has. You know, and so I would think that Parcells might be able to help Payton convince Jerry Jones that he needs to do that. And so that could be the one coach out there where Jerry would say, okay, you know what, we've only won one playoff game in the last 16 years. We're not close to where we were. We've got, you know, an aging core, guys like DeMarcus Ware and Jason Witten and Tony Romo who are now in their 30s. We need to find a way to win now. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give Sean Payton the kind of control that Bill Parcells had. I could certainly see that. That said, he's invested more in developing Jason Garrett as a coach. And this goes back to Jason Garrett as a player. Jason Garrett was sitting in on coaches' meetings when he was the team's backup quarterback. So this whole development of Jason Garrett as the team's head coach goes all the way back to the 90s. It would really have to go wrong, I think, for Jerry Jones to pull the plug and say, you know what, Jason Garrett didn't work. I'm going to go ahead and make the full court press and go after Sean Payton.
Oh, boy. That's a great situation in there. I just love the idea of him being locked out of that locker room. This is my locker room.
Like I said, I think the video's got to exist there somewhere, so.
Oh, it should be out any minute now. Well, Burt Breer.
I'm looking for more video of Bobby Hebear in the LSU press box, too.
Okay, all right. I got to go to break, but I have to ask you. I know Bobby Hebear was, first of all, when I met Bobby Hebear at the Super Bowl, I love Bobby Hebear. I don't know for sure, but I think I could have started a fire just if he breathed on it, on anything flammable. But why did he get kicked out of the LSU press box?
Well, because he was rooting for LSU. Now, his son played at LSU. He didn't play at LSU, but his son did. He's a huge fan. And apparently, now I've talked to some people down there who told me he does this every game. And he's warned every game. And he just ignores it. You know, like the PR guy will come up to him and say, hey Bobby, can you tone it down a little bit? and Bobby just ignores it. And I guess that tells you it must have been pretty over the line on Saturday night for them to call the cops on him.
Oh, I would love to see video of that as well. I love Bobby Hebear. All right.
There's a video out there, but it's pretty tame. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I think it was up on the Big Lead. Check that out.
All right. Well, Burt Breer, safe travels. Hopefully you can get out of that hellhole, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right. So we will be right back. What's Boomer Esiason have to say about Sunday's games? We'll hear.
This is Boomer Esiason with a CBS Sports Minute. It's all madness, I tell you. Tennessee owner Bud Adams is furious about his team's 51-20 loss to Chicago. In my 50 years of owning an NFL franchise, I'm at a loss to recall a regular season home game that was such a disappointment for myself and fans of the Titans. Adams ranted, "We are grossly outcoached and outplayed from start to finish." Referee Tony Corrente, working yesterday's Miami Indy game, was angry at a colleague who wanted to discuss where to spot the football following a penalty. "What in the bleep are you guys doing?" Corrente said. F-bomb and all, not realizing his microphone was open. And Michael Vick, well, he was mad at the media. "You guys create a lot of turmoil for us sometimes," he explained. "Sure, and I bet we make you fumble, too." I'm Boomer Esiason.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas can only take you so far. While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate can go a little farther. When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
Hey, everybody. Dunkin' Donuts. You're getting up. It's Monday morning. You want to head out and get them. Dunkin' Donuts smoked sausage breakfast sandwich is fantastic. Try the unmistakable flavor of Dunkin' Donuts smoked sausage breakfast sandwich with delicious sausage. It's made with egg, American cheese, and delicious smoked sausage, all oven toasted on Dunkin's new English muffin. Hurry in today. America runs on Dunkin'. This great sandwich available now. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer, Dunkin' Donuts.
You may live in New England, but there's permanent residence for you in You Matter Town. Learn why Arbella is giving insurance a good name. Find an independent agent at Arbella.com. Arbella, here for good.
You can always count on the 99 Restaurant's delicious 9 real size entrees for just $9.99, especially when you're going to the movies.
So, which entree are you two getting?
Well,
spoiler alert. I'm getting the grilled Angus chop sirloin, grilled to perfection and topped with sautéed mushrooms and robust gravy.
The juicy tender grilled cider Dijon chicken is calling my name.
Oh, plot twist. See, I thought you'd go for the New Orleans shrimp, son.
Actually, I am.
What?
You know, I just love shrimp with Cajun spices, fresh peppers and fire roasted corn. Oh, so succulent and delicious.
Ah, the old switcheroo. Yep. Good one, sweetie. I never even saw it coming.
Hey, guys. Great to see you again. Let me guess. It's movie night?
It's a double feature. The 99 and the movies.
From tender steaks and chicken to delicious seafood, you can always count on the 99's 9 real size entrees for just $9.99. Now playing at a 99 near you.
The 99 restaurant. Great meal, great deal.
What weighs nearly 13 million tons and is a major factor in sports? It's not the offensive line on your home team. It's the amount of recyclable material Waste Management collected last year. Now they want to score for a bigger team, America. Waste Management will donate $5 to your local Keep America Beautiful chapter for every new recycling customer who signs up before America Recycles Day on November 15th. Go to wm.com/recycles for more details. wm.com/recycles. Restrictions apply.
It's the end of the year clearance event at McGee Chevrolet, and the savings are huge. Like $14,000 off a new Silverado extended cab with All-Star package. Or lease a new 2013 Malibu for only $190 a month. No money down. See dealer for details. The best prices are always waiting for you at McGeeChevrolet.com.
This powder gives you the power. Intech Protein Powder is a superior protein blend offering the highest percentage of protein per serving. For a limited time, try Intech Protein Powder for free. Only available at Performance Nutrition. Get free Intech Protein Powder from Performance Nutrition. Visit PerformanceNutrition.com.
Providing businesses flexible staffing solutions for all their accounting and finance workload needs. Learn more at AccountTemps.com/flexible staffing, a Robert Half company.
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas
can go this far.
While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate
can go a little farther.
When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate.
Go a little farther.
Here's a gift for you from Eye Care Specialists. Call today and get $2,000 off your LASIK surgery. That's today only at 1-877-62-LASIK.
Now, here's Here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headline.
Week 9 of the NFL season is the Patriots' bye week, so they did not play yesterday. They are still in first place in the AFC East. They play Buffalo on Sunday. Bills are 3-5 after losing to Houston yesterday, 21-9. The NHL Players Union will reportedly meet tomorrow. Some progress made over the weekend. Celtics off tonight and tomorrow night. Their next game Wednesday night when they play the Wizards again, this time back at TD Garden. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Monroe Distributing, the leader in electrical supplies and clean energy solutions for over 70 years. Those who know go with Monroe. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 to Sports Hub. Your next update in 20 minutes.
Never miss a minute of Toucher and Rich. Listen live with a CBS Your Day at CBSBostonSports.com.
Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you listen to Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you listen to Teacher and Rich, Toucher. Ooh, hey, this is Steven Tyler, and you know where to Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sweet giant Wallach. Giant Wallach head, sweet
eat of the Z
eyebrows.
Hellfire save matches, a duck and see what hatches.
If anyone's down there right now in Austin, I would like to hear an update of how things are looking. I don't even know what the stage is. Oh, I'm sure the Ruck of Boston is down there. 617-779-0985.
Probably gonna ride the bike.
Is he a bike rider?
Ride the bike like you do during the marathon.
I did not know that.
He was in here bright and early, The Ruck. The Ruck was here about 6:30.
Good time to be an Atlanta sports fan. Good time to be an Atlanta sports fan right now. Now, I've been to Atlanta once, as I am afraid to fly. But nonetheless, great time to be an Atlanta fan. Wow, Rucker sounds like Jim Rome. Yep.
Yep.
37 degrees at 7:45. It is the Toucher and Rich radio program. And this, I don't know if you've heard this, Rich, but there are rumors of reports coming out of the Cowboys camp that our own Jerry Jones locked out of team meetings.
This is the greatest thing ever. Apparently,
let me in there, God darn you rascals. You let me in there. I'm your owner. I'm your God. Yeah. Pray to your God.
According to Matt Berry from NBC5 in Dallas, he said that apparently after the game, he went and started beating on the door because they would not let him in.
Well, you let me in, you varmint, you ding dong
Everything that's been going on with Jerry Jones over the past 24 hours has been just fantastic. Starting with the Bob Costas interview. Now, yes. Bob Costas sat down with Jerry Jones, and this is, you know what? I heard this clip, and I was like, I'm going to give him credit. That is an interesting thing to say. At least you admitted that you've done some wrong as the GM of this team. But then, we'll hear what happens afterwards. Here's first the Costas interview before Sunday Night Football.
Would owner Jerry Jones have by now dismissed GM Jerry Jones?
Well, I think so.
You think you would have fired yourself?
Because he was there to dismiss. And I've always worked for myself. And you can't do that. You basically have to straighten that guy out in the mirror when you work for yourself.
So then after the game, and
I've always worked with myself digging those holes to find that good old black gold Texas tea. Been out there doing it myself. Always working myself. Jerry, what are you doing in the middle of that field? I sense there's some black gold in them there fields. Jesus, farting and spitting.
I mean, he really is just a cartoon, isn't he?
He's a cartoon. You Duke boys again on my oil property. Shoo, or I'll kill you. In trouble with the law since the day they my oil sticks in your dipstick throat.
Ready's Uncle Jesse all of a sudden.
Damn Dukes. Give me a hammer and a stick. There's oil in them there fields.
But this is fantastic because somebody whose press credential will be yanked before the next home game talked to Jerry Jones afterwards and asked a legitimate question. Remember, this quote was out before the game. Everyone was talking about it.
and he was asked to follow up about it. Let's take a listen to Jerry Jones after the game, after he already made that comment to Bob Costas.
If there was a GM who'd been in this role for the last 15 years, you would have fired him.
Yeah, but he doesn't own the team.
Okay, so...
So I'm just saying, so what I really meant was that one of the things you do is if you've got a GM that, in this particular case, owns the team, you go in and work on the mirror. And I don't know if that came out on the interview. We talked about it quite a bit.
But at what point do you look in the mirror and say, am I the right man to continue being GM of this team, or would your team be better with another GM in here?
Yeah, when I bought the team, the night I bought it, I said I would be doing what I'm doing, and that's GM the team, make the final decision on all the personnel. That's the way it's always been done. We won 3 Super Bowls doing that, and so I'm going to do it again.
You've also won 1 playoff game in 15 years, so
yeah.
What makes you believe it's still in this team's best interest?
I think that I know how our organization runs, and I know the best way to make decisions and for us, and that's the best way. And I know that's what motivates me as an owner and causes me to basically do the best job that I can.
Because I rule this cotton-picking town, sons of bitches.
Dead nabbit with the questioning and bringing it back in the boom, boom, boom. I'm going to start wrestling and hassling and shooting and firing. I don't like any of this.
I like that, Fred. You kind of morphed into Yosemite Sam there for a second. That was
good.
Yeah,
I'm the rootin' and tootin' and richest son bitch you've ever seen, and I want in that locker room. Are we gonna do it? Let me in that locker room, you. I'm fixing to change the key.
That's the greatest thing, because apparently he was like knocking on the door, like pissed off.
You let me in, I'm the rootin' tootin'. This oiliest, oldest, drunkest son of a gun did west of the Mason-Dixon line east.
Oh, that is so great. It's the most angry they've seen him all year.
Clean my
to
glasses,
NBC5.
Son-in-law, because it appears we have some new enemies.
Oh, I forgot about that. Be my glass cleaner.
Yes. Jacob here cleans the glasses.
You know what's pretty awesome is that I guess that Dez Bryant, remember how he had all of those rules that he had to live by? Where he wasn't allowed to go out, and after midnight, there was also no drinking alcohol.
Sure, no drinking alcohol. Jerry says not to stay out past midnight, but I will give you one excuse.
Uh-huh, you couldn't attend any nightclubs or strip clubs. These are all things that were rules for Dez Bryant.
No boobies off the table.
Well, I guess he broke curfew on Friday night, and guess who he was partying with?
Jerry Jones.
No.
I have been practicing.
No.
Karate.
Really?
No question.
What kind of style?
The Golden Panther.
Mr. Delonte West.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dez Bryant together. You want a good life coach?
Tell me there's video with that.
Oh, that's just a whole lot of crazy right there.
That's fantastic.
That is it. Now, that is a reality show I'd watch.
Oh, if there's got to be video of him trying to get in that room in front of, like, the press, how embarrassing. I like how he made all the decisions, too, on those Super Bowl teams. Sure, Jimmy Johnson came in and was just like, yeah, Jerry, you do whatever you want.
Knock yourself out.
Except for the first pick, we're going to take Russell Maryland from my school. But then everything after that is going to be all you, Jerry. Hogwash. Hogwash. All right. We will be right back. Getting close to hearing fans in front of the first Celtics home game.
Pritchard and Rich. Boston's home. Sports.
Patriots of the Celtics
and the Red Sox.
Revolution.
Boston Bruins.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Halfway through the NFL season, Millennium, the Takeda Oncology Company, is proud to announce that they have raised $16,370 for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Millennium, the Takeda Oncology Company, is rushing towards a cure.
Silver 12! Silver 12! Refresh! Silver 16! Six back hole!
Well, Jim, he really iced that one.
Down cold.
He cracked open that end zone smooth and easy.
When you enjoy every game with the cold, refreshing taste of Coors Light, you've made the perfect play.
The call is illegal hands in the cooler. Illegal hands to the face.
Refresh! Refresh!
He's at the 24, the 18, the 12, the 6, and he's in! Look at those moves!
My goodness!
Yes, Jim, it's refreshing to see...
Coors Light is the world's most refreshing beer, and with its super cold activation, you'll know right when it's cold enough to drink.
Get your cold Coors Light,
eh? I'll take one right here, please.
Hey, me too!
This season, reach for the cold every single game, only from Coors Light.
It's up. It's on its way. It's cold! Man, I'm thirsty.
With great beer comes great responsibility. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Today, you're bored sitting on the 750 local train.
But tomorrow, you could be sitting on the 50-yard line with 30 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
That's because with Xfinity, you can transform your commute into a thrilling last-minute upset. Watch live sports on all of your favorite ESPN networks from anywhere with Watch ESPN. Plus, Xfinity On Demand brings you the best, the most, and the latest movies and shows on any device. Satellite is nothing like this. Switch to the Xfinity Triple Play from Comcast for $89.99 a month for 12 months and get stream picks included for a year. Or ask how you can step up and lock in your rate for 2 years and get $250 back. Tomorrow could be awesome if you call today. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 1-10-13. Restrictions apply. Limited to the starter XF Triple Play for new residential customers. After promotion, regular rates apply. 2 year contract required to receive 2 year rate lock and prepaid card. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra.
The 2012 GMC Sierra is not made to sit in the showroom. Hey, everybody, it's Gary Tagway, Truck Guy here. It's designed, engineered, and built to get things done, to defy the impossible, and to never say the job is over until you've overachieved. From its remarkably quiet interior to its premium engineered exterior, it will always be about doing the work before it's time to play. The 2012 GMC Sierra. Proof will never take the truck out of the GMC. It's GMC Truck Month. Get the best of the remaining 2012 GMCs and get a 2012 GMC Sierra with extended cab SLE value package. Plus, use your $2,000 option package discount to get a total value of $8,000 when you trade in your eligible vehicle. GMC Truck Month. It's time to step up, people. See your New England GMC dealer.
Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
This is former New England tight end Jermaine Wiggins for the WIC Nutrition for Life program. I, along with WIC's NFL program, want you to know there's a better way to eating healthy and living healthy. When I was in college, my wife and I had our first child. WIC provided our family with free, healthy food and tips for eating better. WIC was there for my family, and they're there for your family, too. To see if your family qualifies, call 1-800-WIC-1007. That's 1-800-WIC-1007.
Brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health's WIC Nutrition Program.
When disasters like Superstorm Sandy devastate communities, your support helps ensure the American Red Cross is there to provide warm meals, shelter, and hope to families when they need it most. Donate now at redcross.org. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10. CBS Cares.
Do you ever feel like you've hit a roadblock when marketing your small business? Constant Contact helps you to cross that barrier with easy-to-use tools that grow your business. From emails to events, local deals to social media promotions, learn which product is right for you at ConstantContact.com.
You can count on the 99 restaurants for 9 real-size entrees for just $9.99, like the delicious new grilled Angus chop sirloin. The 99, great meal, great deal.
Get the latest sports news and scores 3 times an hour with the 2020 Sports Hub headlines.
Tucker and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Tucker and Rich. Did you ever watch the show The League?
No.
It comes on after It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, 10:30 on Thursday nights.
It's about fantasy football, sort of, right?
Sort of. It's about a group of friends who are in the same fantasy league. But sometimes it's just okay. It's never terrible. But then they have this character. They can't use him all the time or it would get too much, named Rafi. And Rafi was on the episode last Thursday. It's worth checking that out. Rafi has a lot of ideas. How to use a breast pump. He has an idea for that, which is pretty obvious, but still funny. He wants to prove to a girl that he has another lover, so he uses his sister as the person to prove that he has another
really?
Lover. Yes.
Oh, boy.
I think the husband of the woman of the sister says she's forever unclean. But you should check it out, The League. And I'm not getting paid to say that. I'm just telling you. And it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has returned in fine form. Fine form. Fantastic episode Thursday night. All right. Warren Miller ticket giveaways. Caller number 10 now to the contest line at 617-931-0985. Wins a four-pack of tickets to see Warren Miller's Flow State and qualifies for a grand prize ski weekend for two at Sugar Bush. Warren Miller's Flow State comes to the Boston area next week. For tickets and info, visit WarrenMiller.com. Sugar Bush. Doesn't that sound like King of the Hill when they had Sugarfoots? Anyway, Wallach, thanks a lot for that. Doing a good job over there.
Outside of my realm. What can I tell you?
Yeah, just really contributing.
I don't ever watch TV other than like Blues Clues and sports. You don't understand.
No, I don't.
My life has kind of devolved into.
There's a whole world of pop culture out there.
I know. I wish I could see some of it.
Who is this person with the area code 603? Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, my name's Trevor.
Hey.
So I'm on my way into work, and I know you guys were talking about earlier. They're setting up the big Aerosmith concert, and if I'm not mistaken, I thought the concert was a little later on today, but there's already people camped down in their chairs.
Have you seen is the stage up?
Yeah, it looks like they're setting it up not far from a little further up from where Kelly's Roast Beef is. That's where they started blocking off the gates.
Okay.
And they've got some of Boston's finest and gates set up all the way up to where that liquor store is in ComAz, where they do like bar classes and stuff and whatnot. So it looks like they're setting up the stage not far from that on the other side of the street. So there are people like already camped out on the medians and over by the Joshua Tree. That's where it looks like one of the rock stations are set up, is that they're doing probably a show out of the Joshua Tree.
Yeah, Joshua Tree, that's my haunt.
Yeah,
get some comics and go over there and just get blitzed. All right. Well, thank you for the information. Adolfo, after this break here, after we do your reporting from outside the Celtics, maybe we grab you that Wallach head. If we can make it in Chachi's office. You still have a key to Chachi's office?
No, you don't.
When's Chachi get in, usually?
There's only one.
Might be open. I'll go see. There's only one. Rucker opened it for us.
There's maybe only one key.
Oh, boy.
It's my heart. And it's only owned by Lock Madera. He was the best. Oh, my goodness. He would play with Aerosmith. He would just, oh, no, look, it's Aerosmith. It's John Lacquadero. Oh, who are those other guys? Aerosmith. Screw them. More Lacquadero. Oh, he could just keep it. You just turn on his mic. Oh, yeah.
All right, no commercials here, just the headlines. We'll be back with sounds from outside the garden.
This is the home of the game. WBZ-FM and HD1. The Patriots play here. 98.5 The Sports Hub.